asphalt strip, on a sunshine tip, you were perfect in a smile. Where the ice fall melts, you're beginning to feel like a mystery mile. To the Pleistocene mile. Skits on the sunset mile, with the threshold blues and sheet metal screws on the forgotten mile. You don't know how to smile.
As we perform more magic tricks. Who brought that rabbit in here? I don't think we can have animals in the station.
All right.
I'm down to clown.
I'm down to play the next song. The thing about drum thrones is, after they've become a few years old, the seat always starts to tip to one side or the other.
Which may be a little weird today.
Well, you know, you gotta play around with it a little bit.
Alright. Don't wanna be
down, 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 baby, I'm down, 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 no, it ain't no doubt.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, rat trap. 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 1, 2, 3, 4. No way to get out of hand. I was nowhere left to go. Now it's just too late. Yes. Our next song is called Devil Music. I'll give a little background, maybe. It's about the devil and music. Spoiler alert. What's that? Yes. That's the like the big twist. Yeah. Those drums, they have a mind of their own. All right, this is, I believe, our... Yes, he cursed us. I do believe this is our last song of the evening. Thank you for having us and listening to us. It's been a pleasure.
Computer screen reads,
I'm just a modern guy.
watched a movie on my laptop, starring Terrence Stamp. Un piccolo film d'oscuro called Toby Dammit. He played a fading actor, celebrity, medicated beyond existence and reality. He stole an Argent sports car and came to an abandoned bridge. Saw an angel, devil girl. He's on the edge. In the end, you just know he's gonna die. There's no moral to this story. He's just a modern guy.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Just a Modern Guy, the modern mix from Smitty and the Fez Tones. Before that, we heard Jet Black Knight from Diablo Gato. And before that, we heard a live set from Cat TV, who are now here for an interview.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, how did you guys end up getting called Cat TV?
Oh, it was a long process. To make a long story short, you know how there is cat television for cats on YouTube, birds and squirrels and all that?
One of my cousins has like a rescue thing where she rescues animals, and she has like a whole room that has cats, and they watch TV.
Oh, neat. Yeah, I like cool, that. Cool. So... We're music for cats, but we, you know, TV's in the name. But yeah, that's more or less where it came from.
It was a long, arduous process to finally settle on a name for our band.
So if it's music for cats, when you guys make merch, do you guys make it so that a cat can just like push it off a bed or a table and it'll still be good?
Yeah, that's a start. I mean, we have at minimum stickers and buttons. Those are very pushable off countertops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is typically where we leave them, by the door.
On purpose.
Yeah, we usually put them, yeah, it happens with Taquito.
That's our cat's name.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's proof that the world isn't flat, because cats would have pushed everything off.
They would have pushed us off.
Strongly agree.
Yeah. So supposedly, according to some study that somebody did, cats are actually thinking about killing and eating the people in their house.
Mm.
But they just never get around to it because they're lazy.
I have heard that. Well, not to be so morbid, but you know, people have died in their homes that their cats have actually eaten their faces and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't blame my cat for being resourceful.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't mind. Yeah. I wouldn't mind.
No, my cats are smart.
Fed, mm-hmm. It's yeah.
So, you guys are in the Lowell scene?
Yes.
So, like, what other bands do you like to play with up in the Lowell area?
We played most recently with Captain Martini and the Keystoners.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did a record release party for Captain Martini and the Keystoners mm-hmm. at the Worthen with...
Disco Volante and Mercury.
Mercury and Mars.
On yeah. Mars, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, great band.
And that was at the Worthen Attic where we're playing on April 1st as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice little spot. And we've played also at Concept 6 before, Thirsty First, RIP. And we're hoping to get into Taffeta someday. That's a newer venue that's down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw some photos from a show that just happened, I think, last weekend or something.
Yeah, I know one band we saw at the Worthen one time, Robotic Hawks. They're in the Lowell scene, and they play Taffeta frequently. I'd be happy to get on a bill with them, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they were very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They played with Kevin Stevenson at the
yes.
Worthen
mm-hmm.
again, as well. Good show.
So have you guys done much playing down in the Boston area?
Yeah, we like to play Somerville, too, the Jungle. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
In mid-October, we played the Jungle. Mm-hmm. That was a mixed genre set.
That was
so
fun.
It was, yeah, hip-hop and metal and...
That was a wild show.
It was.
Good. It was a great show. You know, it was a nice variety. There were quite a few people there. It was good.
It was good.
I had a good time.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
So we dig on the show here, we dig that there's a kind of burgeoning music scene up in Lowell. There's some cool bands in Worcester, too. Like one band that you guys might actually work with, Sapling. They're like based in...
I follow them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Social media at least.
Have yet to see them live, but they come across my feed on mm-hmm. social media a lot. Yeah,
because they have distinctive lead vocals like you guys do, but they sound also very different. So that's why it would work as a show, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, cool, cool, good to know. Yeah, hopefully we'll get to play with them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I guess they have an album coming out pretty soon, so they'll probably do an album release show.
Awesome.
Ooh, yeah.
And they were supposed to play Taffeta, but one of their members had an injury, and so they couldn't do it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Black Helicopter.
Oh yeah.
Sat in.
Yeah, I have actually yet to see them, and I've been meaning to.
Mm-hmm.
They I don't know, one or multiple members of them used to be in Green Magnet School.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whom I loved back in the day,
mm-hmm.
like in the 90s. Got to see them one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw them at the Middle East downstairs once. You know, it was very loud.
Yeah. 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 I get into that noise rock thing a little bit. I like that.
Well, you guys definitely have a lot of interesting influences, and some of the songs end up having kind of these layers.
Yeah.
That are kind of almost different styles at the same time that kind of work.
Yeah, we're kind of all over the place, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to do everything, you know? I don't want to limit myself. And
yeah, I think it all kind of ties in together and forms one thing that we are, whatever that thing is. Cat TV.
Mm. So were you at that show where Bob Villain opened for Amel and the Sniffers at... what was it? Big Night Live.
Yeah, yeah, we were. Yeah, we she were. And I.
That was a great
Caitlin
show.
Caitlin and I. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was a great show. Yeah.
The DJ who has the show before this, and sometimes he's on our show.
Yeah.
He met Emil and the Sniffers at a show that they played the Middle East or something, and he brought them into the studio.
Ooh.
Oh,
so they've been here. They've been here, interviewed, just like you guys.
Wow! That
ooh, I'm sitting in a chair that one of the members of either band sat in.
Yeah,
that's an honor.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So, what do you guys have planned in terms of product and shows? that you'd like the airwaves to hear about?
Well, in March, we're going to go into the studio and record our debut album. That's been a long time coming. We don't have a record to support at this very moment, but...
Plenty of songs put on the record.
Yeah, I saw, like, on Bandcamp, there's like, some demos.
Yeah, that's all stuff that Steve crafted in GarageBand. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
MIDI.
That's how we kind of put together all the music before and... Kind of before we really had the full band, you know, Caitlin and I kind of just put it all together, just with one like MIDI keyboard and GarageBand, and you know that's about the extent of it. It's just a writing tool for us, but we threw it up there so people could have
an idea.
Yeah. Before our first show that we did in Lowell, you know, they wanted to have something to hear, so we were like, all right, we'll put it up on Bandcamp. And we just kind of left it there, and there it is. And it's not really a great representation of what we ultimately want to be. I mean, yeah, it is the songs, and, you know, maybe people will dig them a little bit and get an idea of, you know,
what we're... There's no real instruments on there. It's all MIDI.
Exactly. The only things that are real on there are vocals and, you know, real. The occasional, like, little percussion thing here and there. Yeah, maybe a couple of hand clap things here and there, but yeah. So hopefully, like, you know, maybe by, I don't know, June or something, we'll have like a real record with the full band, the real live human being band.
Yeah,
on full on vinyl. Hopefully.
Yeah, vinyl.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe you'll like something from the recording of the set you guys just did. And
yeah.
I think we will.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
If we can put it up on Bandcamp, I don't know if we're allowed to do that. Maybe we might.
Yeah, some people have released stuff that
awesome.
That was on this show. There was one band, they basically just released their set as, you know, their live album.
Yeah.
It's like our John Peel session.
Yeah, I get that. It's a good idea. Why not? Might as well. And it'll give clubs and people an idea of what we sound like more live.
Mm-hmm. And Nick mixed very well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great mixing. Great sound.
Joel's great.
Yeah, there's like a double CD of music that was played live on this show.
Yeah.
And Joel already has the stuff for like another album.
That's wow. Awesome. I think that is probably what he gave us copies
of.
Volume 1,
and he wants to release a volume 2. That's what
Okay.
Yeah, so sometimes when I get bored or something, I'll just play a bunch of tracks off of that.
Nice.
Because those are always good. Because they were curated by Joel because he went through all of the sets and all of the bands and picked the ones that he thought were the best. And so that's pretty solid.
He does a great job.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Cat TV, for... playing a great set.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Yeah. It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
When they lie, you must believe it. I wonder.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Turn Back from Captain Vampire, Little Disaster from Gymnasium, Conscious Wonder from JATK, Homea from Violet Knox, and Myopic Dystopia from The Endorphins. And now we're going to hear something from Undo.